Hello. Your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Pauline Goldsworthy
and Peter Walsh.
As usual, we have a mix of news stories from in and around Norwich, and we welcome Chris Skinner with the summer edition of his Nature Notes. But to begin, here's Information Desk.
Our thanks this week go to Sylvia Slaughter, Peggy Smith and Ella Westgate for the used stamps. And congratulations to Ella for reaching the grand age of 97. We are pleased to hear you enjoy listening to the weekly recordings. Our apologies to Jane Keaton. You will find the July recording of the EDP Norfolk magazine in your wallet tonight. And to Irene Leathers. We have checked the memory stick on our machine here and it seemed to work okay. But please do let us know if you have any further problems. Thank you to Malcolm Tucker for your message about Fanny Craddock and Philip Harbin. We stand corrected, but as this was a recording of the printed article, we can only read what is written.
If you live in the Broadland District Council area and would like to receive Broadland News, which comes out twice a year, on a memory stick, please contact James Dunn on 01603 43-11-33. That's 01603 43-11-33.
The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre, and refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 12th of August. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. That's Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554.
Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? Come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre, and the cost is £3. Their next meeting is on the 16th of August. To find out more, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629558. That's 629558. Or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a tables and chairs licence on the highway from the proprietors of Middleton's Steakhouse and Grill outside their premises at 11 to 15 Timber Hill, Norwich, for a total of 5 tables and 20 chairs, Monday to Sunday from 12 noon to 9 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Managing, by the 25th of August. Telephone 01603 212278. That's 212278. Or email anthonyshearman@norwich.gov.uk.
In a short while, Chris Skinner will present his Nature Notes for the summer. In the meantime, a selection of news items, including more road disruption due to the Northern Distributor Road, Norwich's Charlie Chaplin makes an appeal for a missing jacket, a new chairman arrives at the Big C, and more besides. And to begin, a change in school uniform benefits children in Africa.
Children in Africa are set to benefit from a change of uniform after a city high school became an academy. The Hewitt Academy, formerly the Hewitt School on Cecil Road, joined the Inspiration Trust when it became an academy on September the 1st, and soon afterwards changed its uniform, bringing in a blazer for pupils. The school's student council was keen to make sure that as much of the old uniform was put to good use as possible. So the school has partnered with the Watoto Foundation to donate spare uniform stock held by the school together with old garments handed in by the parents. Watoto means child in Swahili, and the foundation works across the continent to help boys and girls have a better life, with a particular focus on education and skills. Principal Tom Leveridge said, "While our pupils now look terrific in their blue blazers and ties, it says even more about them that they wanted to help other children. We were very happy to make that happen and back the foundation's work in supporting schools and orphanages across Africa. Our pupils and families are always very generous with charity events and fundraising, and this shows that our community spirit can reach around the world."
A new chairman has taken up the reins at one of the region's biggest cancer charities. Carolyn Sexton, a former Marie Curie nurse and current Church of England lay reader, has been appointed the new chairman of Big C Norfolk and Waveney, having served as a trustee for 7 years. She takes over from Philip Blanchflower, who is stepping down after almost 2 decades at the helm. She said, "My vision is to grow the charity and meet the various needs of people and families affected by cancer across Norfolk and Waveney. It is a big responsibility, but also a privilege to be chairman of such a respected charity with so much talent and expertise in our team of volunteers, staff and trustees." Departing chairman Mr. Blanchflower said, "It has been a great pleasure to serve Big C as trustee and chairman over the past 19 years. It has given me great satisfaction."
He is a city centre celebrity who is known for saying nothing. But Anthony Arnold is breaking his silence to make an appeal for help to recover a treasured and important item. Mr. Arnold is Norwich's Charlie Chaplin, the man who performs as a living statue, entertaining shoppers on Gentleman's Walk and in Great Yarmouth, and making them jump with his amazing act. Now, though, his sad face is for real, because he has lost the jacket that is so crucial to his act, and which took 6 months to create. The 48-year-old typically gets into character before undertaking his robot routine to entertain shoppers and passers-by, taking silly photos with children and attracting plenty of attention. But when he arrived in Yarmouth earlier this week, he realised that his jacket was missing. Disheartened by his loss, Mr. Arnold said, "I was making a video in the city on Sunday. I hadn't performed in Norwich for months, but people on social media had asked me to come back. It was a really hot day, and I was soaked by the end of it, so I hung the jacket up to dry while I packed my stuff away and obviously just forgot about it. I've tried to find it, but of course, a lot can happen in 2 days. At least the video I made that day came out good, but watching it now is a bitter pill to swallow." He added, "My ex-partner and I made the jacket 8 years ago, and it took about 6 months in total to complete. We spent so long studying endless photographs of Chaplin to get it as close to his jacket as we could. I'm heartbroken that it's gone. I'm trying to put on a brave face, but I can't believe Sunday might have been the last time I ever got to wear that jacket. If anyone could help reunite me with it, I'd be eternally grateful."
Drivers are facing weeks of disruption on Norwich's Inner Ring Road and at a key junction as a major shake-up of how traffic uses the city centre continues. Monday will see the start of £300,000 worth of work in Finkelgate, which will mean a lane in each direction on Queen's Road. The city's Inner Ring Road will be shut for 7 weeks. Finkelgate itself will be closed in the direction leading from Queen's Road to Burr Street for 5 weeks. Traffic leaving the city centre will still be able to use Finkelgate to go from Burr Street to Queen's Road. There will also be nighttime closures on Burr Street from the junction with Mariners Lane to the junction with Brackendale, although details have yet to be confirmed. A new mini roundabout and a new set of traffic lights are to be installed as a way to deal with the expected increase of almost 20% in traffic at Finkelgate because of the multi-million pound Transport for Norwich project. That project has made Golden Ball Street two-way and closed Wesselgate and Thorn Lane. All Saints Green will be closed at a future date. The first stage of the work is due to be completed by Monday, September the 19th, but five further days of work will be needed in October for changes to an island on Hall Road at the junction with Queen's Road.
A Norwich Canoe Club is making a splash as a £250,000 makeover goes ahead. The mass redevelopment of Eagle Canoe Centre in Helford Street, off Ham Street, will completely transform the facilities. The first stages of the revamp will begin on August the 8th. The existing cabins will be demolished, and in their place, a new purpose-built training centre, which includes a classroom, changing rooms, and storage will be created. The centre, on the River Wensum, opposite Anderson's Meadow, is the home of the Norwich Eagle Canoe Club. Ian Grange from Active Norfolk said, "Norwich Eagle Canoe Club has set ambitious targets to increase canoeing opportunities for communities in both Norwich and the surrounding areas, especially to those who might not otherwise have considered becoming involved in physical activity. The project meets Active Norfolk's key strategic aims around increasing participation in sport and physical activity in Norfolk, and reducing levels of inactivity in the county, and is crucial to increasing participation if the sport of canoeing in Norfolk is to continue."
People living with dementia enjoyed the calming powers of the Broads thanks to a day out with a boating charity. Residents from Heron Lodge Care Home in Wroxham were joined by family and friends on a recent trip along the Broads, which was organised by the Nancy Oldfield Trust and departed from Ludham Bridge. They were taken out aboard the Nancy B, one of the charity's three motor cruisers catering for those with disabilities. Stephen Bradnock, manager of the charity's centre in Neatishead, said, "Our remit is to provide boating opportunities for both the disabled and disadvantaged, and we have both motor cruisers and sailing boats. We find that cruising at a slow pace in the calm environment of the Broads is very therapeutic. The charity provides 5,000 boating sessions a year, which are often subsidised." Heron Lodge home manager Joe Kennedy said, "We're very close to the river here and we thoroughly enjoyed a river trip last summer. The Nancy Oldfield Trust does an amazing job. Kingsley Healthcare, which runs Heron Lodge, made a donation to the charity on top of the cost of the trip."
A Celebrity MasterChef finalist has been announced as the headliner at a food and drink festival in Sprowston. Comedian, journalist, broadcaster and foodie Hardeep Singh Kohli will take to the stage at this year's Pork Stock, an event which celebrates the best of the county's food and drink. This year, the festival, which won the EDP Tourism Award event of the year in 2015, will take place on Saturday, September the 10th, and will be held at White House Farm on Salhouse Road, a change from its previous venue at Redwell Brewery in Trouse. The event is split into a free festival during the day and an adult-only ticketed party in the evening. Highlight of the day is the cookery demonstration from chefs, who alongside Mr. Singh Kohli will this year include Mark Poynton, Scott Taylor and Vanessa Scott. Street food stalls will be dotted around the venue, alongside a real ale bar, while live music and a sausage-eating contest are on the agenda. The latest musicians confirmed include Georgia Shackleton Trio, Folk Steve, Phil Station, and Two-Bit Operators, and there will be plenty of dancing during the night. Tickets are available for the evening at £20 each.
Almost 40 new homes could be built in Norwich if proposals to demolish a former car showroom get the green light. The application for 36 to 42 Duke Street has been submitted to Norwich City Council by Wensum Homes, which is a joint venture between Bullen Developments and Gerald & Son. The site was previously occupied by F. Vindis & Sons Bentley, but the premises closed in December 2013 and have since stood empty. The developer is seeking permission for 37 apartments consisting of 26 two-bed flats, 4 two-bed duplex units and 7 one-bed flats.
And now it's time to welcome back Chris Skinner and his nature notes for the summer.